After sitting on the story for more than a year, the New York Times reported in mid-December 2005 that shortly after 9/11, President Bush authorized the National Security Agency to monitor some U.S. citizens' phone and internet communications without a court order. Since then, the program's legality has been debated. On February 22nd, MoveOn.org, a national political action committee, organized its members in nearly 300 U.S. cities, coast to coast, to protest what they say is illegal wiretapping and to call for an immediate independent investigation of the NSA spy program. In Santa Cruz, about 100 people met at the town clock, and the Bill of Rights was read aloud.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against their unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue.
Critics of the program argue Bush violated the law when he okayed electronic surveillance without first obtaining warrants from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, also known as FISA. Additionally, they say the NSA spying violates the Privacy Act of 1974 and the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guards against unreasonable search and seizure. Deirdre Desjardins, a regional coordinator with MoveOn.org, helped organize the protest.
The FISA court was made during Watergate, and it was set up so that there's this special court that oversees that kind of surveillance, and all he had to do was take it before the court. And I think the reason he didn't is because it's far more broad-based than he's admitting, and that it would not stand up before the court.
Supporters say Congress implicitly authorized Bush to spy on American citizens when it passed the authorization for the use of military force shortly after 9/11. But according to attorney Paul Sanford, a constitutional law professor, there is no language in the bill allowing the president to circumvent the FISA courts.
There have been many reports from representatives on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, who in no way believed that their legislation had anything to do with changing domestic surveillance law and changing the FISA court or amending the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. What most people are saying on Capitol Hill is you have to look at the plain language of the statute. The plain language of the statute does not say, and you may do this. It's one of those things that, and, you know, he's sort of saying it's grandfathered in. It's implied.
Officials in the Bush administration also say the president doesn't need congressional authority because he has inherent powers under the Constitution to take any action necessary to protect the American people, including wiretapping. But attorney Paul Sanford disputes the claim.
It's pretty clear that Congress is supposed to have a big role in this, and it's pretty clear that the Constitution and the judiciary is supposed to have a key role in overseeing who gets spied on and whose houses and whose communications are getting searched, whose privacy is violated. You have to have probable cause for that, and that is clear rule in the book by the Constitution.
Sharon Lee Graham, a local mom, is concerned that officials in the Bush administration have given themselves too much power.
From the very beginning of this administration, have they undone the lawful checks and balances? From the very beginning, have they been stonewalling and keeping things from the public? So this isn't an accidental type of thing. This is a systemic way of being that they want to have happen.
Graham says we live in historical times and that everyone needs to stand up and speak out.
They count on the complacency of the American people, because we are used to just going about our ways and having what we need and want taken care of. But if we don't step out at this time, they're pulling the rug beneath us and things will change to a point that we will never, ever be able to get back what it is that we lost.
The ACLU is also concerned about warrantless surveillance and in January filed a legal challenge to the eavesdropping program. Meanwhile, the Justice Department announced that it will be opening an internal review, and the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence has put off until March 7th a vote to open an independent inquiry into the NSA spying matter. In Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo, reporter at large.